Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to sing one song before the next segment of our program this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Anointing is an endowment to do thy will, Lord.
to make thy word live, Lord. And only you can do it as we move ourselves out of the way and rely upon Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, to make known the word that's needed for this present time. Father, we bless all the hearers, Lord, and ask that, Lord, you open every heart, that when we leave here today, we will leave saying, it's been so good to come together in your name to worship you, hear your word, and to learn to love you more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. All right, well, thank God for each one of you.
Let's go tell that party when one said.
Thank God for Pastor here, Brother
Tom. Let's go tell that party when some people are coming.
Brother Lovemore, we know him.
Brother Lovemore, to our Bishop.
And the other brothers that we met outside.
Now, all say, our men and women to our spiritual man and to our speaker.
I can't call each name at this point.
But you know, it's not that you want to make a machine out.
But it's good that God knows each one of us by name.
Amen. 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 God bless you now. Bless you. We love you, Father. So
I love you,
Amen.
We'll read one scripture.
So I love you, Amen.
And then you can be seated. I'm reading today. In Hebrews.
We book in Hebrews.
Chapter 6.
Chapter 6.
We will begin reading with verse 1.
So I don't know if we're going to verse 1.
And I want to speak today on pushing back the frontier by walking in the light. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Alright. The scripture reads like this.
Bible in
therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith toward God. On the doctrine of baptism, and of the laying on of hands, and of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. You may be seated. Thank God for His word. As we have read and you're here today, Paul, who wrote the book of Revelation, is telling us in his instruction that we should go on unto perfection. And in order to go on to perfection, then we must just leave the teaching of baptism now and go on to further
truth.
What Paul is saying here, he's not saying we don't need these things. He's telling us that it is a
manual.
In the day and hour we're living in, God has sent us a prophet. And many of you have heard about
him.
He sent a great man, Brother William
Brown.
Who, like ourselves, love the African people.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. God took him off the scene. His work being finished. Because God wanted He tells us to walk in the line. In 1 John, the Word of God tells us if we walk in the line, as He is in the line, we have fellowship one with the other. And the blood of Jesus Christ continues to cleanse us. Showing us the necessity to walk on with God. So as God took Brother Brown
off,
He had already begun to prepare other men. To take this truth on. And as God prepared other men to take this
truth
on, He allowed Brother Branham to say certain things to try the people whether they wanted to go on or not. On many of the things Brother Branham taught, He made dual statements on
it.
One statement will put you right in the Word. The other statement will take you off on some side. Because the Word of God says, that in the last day, that the Lord would come, and He would have a fan in His hand, and He would thoroughly purge His
blood.
And because He got the fan in His hand, it was to separate the chaff from the wheat. And separate the chaff from the wheat. Sometimes the wheat get moved around a little bit too. When we were over in Uganda last year, we saw them harvesting the grain. And they were cleaning the shaft off of it. The sisters had large pans. And they were throwing it up in the air and letting it fall
down.
And as the wind would blow, it would blow all the shaft off. But the wheat would always fall back in the pan. Great God that we're serving, He
wants
to clean all the chaff off the grain. And in doing so, we get tossed around over. But we'll always fall right back in the Word. Because that's where we're
from,
the Word of God. Amen. We're part of the Word.
Amen.
Now, I was a farmer years ago. And I planted fresh grain. And when the grain goes in the ground, it's clean. It's been clean before we got it. We planted in the soil, and as it comes up, go through.
kind of bachelor running.
It goes through the different stages before it comes back to the grain. But eventually you'll get what went in the ground. God says a prophet. Christ is the life of the church.
Thank you, Jesus Christ, dwelling all that you have ever suffered.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he came and revealed the Son of Man. I went to a church and believed Brother Ryan was that prophet. Did God send the last prophet?
E io lei sa altri miei casi di morte che le già.
And he revealed all the mysteries of the Bible.
No, qui sta su quelle gambe sono strisce al Bible.
Well, the scriptures don't say that.
Le lo Bible dico io ora dico io.
Amen.
Amen.
He would tell me the Bible said.
Vale qui la Bible gli metti.
That's how the angel would finish all the mysteries.
Ma tutti questi di morte che le già erano qua. Qui chi sono su quelle gambe sono strisce al Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
He said that no other coming.
E io
and he would say, if it does come, if anyone else comes, what will they do?
He
said, the prophet finished all. Illustration
of
how it's preached today.
maneno.
That was a prophet coming.
Hallelujah.
Amen. They give to a voice when they use kind and prayer. I want to show you the kind of practice they use.
Woo!
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And it all starts by saying the word come only to the prophet. Which that's contrary to scripture. And they'll say God only has one man. That's why begin to speak to other men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God left certain things in the Word for them to preach.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just before Brother Brown went off the
stage,
there was a brother that worked real close to Brother Brown. This brother's name was Raymond Jackson.
Amen.
Amen. He saw a vision of someone coming on a big white stage. It was Brother Brown. Brother Brown spoke to Brother Jack.
Amen.
He told Brother Jackson. He said, you. Get ready.
Where's
the work for you to do? And if you believe my word,
there'll
be a white horse killing you. And on that paper, it had titles for seven sermons. There's not time yet.
God had more work for them.
But there was a prophecy to Brother Jack.
Come here.
A great light struck it down. apostle to the Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Galatians 2 says, Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles.
Galatians chapter 2, Bible says, Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles.
Peter was the apostle to the
Jews.
When they asked Peter about to come to the Lord, chapter 3 of the book of Acts, he told us about Christ coming back in clouds of glory. He said he'll come back in light manner and you'll see him go away. God said, declare the prophet. He revealed a son of man. Revealed a church age. Revealed
a
seal. He can't preach. Give me.
Yeah.
Showtime tries to sit on the throne in Jerusalem. And the 12 apostles on 7 thrones in that mount there. Explain about the millennium. Explain about the 144,000 preaching dead lights to God. But what God did through Brother
Jackson,
he thoroughly introduced the bride to the bread.
Old Testament.
Israel.
And
following
this out here, in the 10th chapter of the book of Matthew, Jesus called around the 12 apostles. Amen.
Amen.
Now remember, this is the 10th chapter of the book of Matthew. He gives the name of the 12 apostles. He said, I won't tell you what to do. He said, won't you go preach this gospel to all the cities of Jerusalem, Judea? And he said, when you go, he said, go out to the Gentiles. Now,
let's go to the church of Africa, 2003.
before I was to depart. I had a massive heart attack. And I was in the intensive care for 5 days. They didn't know if I was going to live or die. They told my wife, be ready. Said someone's heart damaged that bad, and the life may be so after 5 or 6 days, I came home.
Amen.
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 Back to
Brooklyn.